Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 2. Four crucial journeys to enter into the ministry of the age by closely following the minister of the age with the vision of the age. Monday, related verses. 1 Kings 18, verse 18. And he said, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have. And that you have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah and have gone after the Baals. Philippians 3 verses 7 through 8. But what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of Christ. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6. I am about to send Elijah, the prophet, to you before the great and terrible day of Jehovah comes. And he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a curse. Luke 1, verses 16 through 17. And many of the sons of Israel he will turn to the Lord their God. And it is he who will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the prudence of the righteous, to prepare for the Lord a people made ready. 1 John 5, verses 20 through 21. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Related reading. In every age, the Lord has special things that he wants to accomplish. He has his own recoveries and his own works to do. The particular recovery and work that he does in one age is the ministry of that age. It is God's mercy that a person can see and come into contact with the ministry of that age. Yet it is altogether a different thing for a man to take up the courage to forsake the past ministry. Yet whether or not one can set aside his past ministry is entirely up to God's mercy. Elijah's ministry was an anti-testimony. When all Israel was worshiping idols, Elijah told them that the idols they worshiped were false gods and only Jehovah was the true God. Elijah, as an anti-testimony, told them that idolatry is a sin that offends God. Elijah was the most prominent and the most representative of the prophets before the captivity, and he was an overcomer. When the people worshiped idols, he stood fast and did not worship them. Thus, he was an anti-testimony. At that time, under the leading of the king of Israel, the people forsook God and went far away from him. Thus, God raised up Elijah to stand before the king and the people as an anti-testimony. At that time, the people worshiped Baal, but Elijah told them to worship Jehovah instead. When the people said that all was peaceful and well, he told them that there would be no rain for 3.5 years. He was a living testimony before the king and the people, and his conduct was contrary to that of the people. There were many prophets of Baal during the time of Ahab, and they called themselves prophets of God. Although there were 7,000 hidden ones who did not worship Baal at that time, only Elijah openly bore an anti-testimony and did not fear death. Elijah alone stood before the king, the people, and the 450 prophets of Baal without any fear. Elijah represents the principle of not caring for one's own life in order to maintain God's testimony. When Elijah stood up to testify, the whole earth was against him. He alone testified for God. In this matter, Elijah was special. Throughout the ages among God's people, some have been this kind of overcomer. These matters in the Old Testament typify matters of the church and the New Testament. When the church is desolate and the majority of the believers forsake God's testimony, God raises up overcomers to be an anti-testimony. Today, the church needs overcomers according to this principle, that is, ones who do not care for their own life. Every overcomer witness for God has a feeling that he alone is standing. Although God had hidden 7,000 who did not worship Baal, Elijah's feeling was that he alone was standing. To be an overcomer, one cannot fear the consequences, hold on to the past, or care for the attitudes of others. He must care only for God's will. Elijah did not care for his life, but stood as an anti-testimony, maintained God's testimony, and told the people that they should follow Jehovah instead of Baal. The principle of the overcomers that he represented in this period is that of rising up to be an anti-testimony when God's people forsake his testimony.